Should I sell or store my grain? What kind of weather patterns will we experience this year? On Friday, January 28th, First Bank Hampton will be hosting our annual Agricultural Outlook meeting, and I, Kent Mullenbeck, would like you to join us. Chad Hart of Iowa State University will be speaking on the grain market future, followed by Andrew Pritchard, a senior meteorologist with Nutrient Ag Solutions. To make a reservation or to learn more about our Agricultural Outlook meeting, call us at 641-456-4793. First Bank Hampton is a member of FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker Program, we are joined by family nurse practitioner Mary O'Connor. Mary works at the Nesco Family Medical Clinic in Ziering, which is also affiliated with Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls. Wanted to bring her in to talk about a couple of topics today. And Mary, first of all, the bitter cold that we've been dealing with, and it sounds like we've got more maybe in the near future. Talk about frostbite and hypothermia, and what are the signs and symptoms of those?
So frostbite can show up very quickly when temperatures are this extreme to any exposed skin. So we really recommend people not be outside unless they absolutely have to be. And of course, in our neck of the woods, farmers and truckers and lots of other folks can't avoid being outside. So making sure that your skin is covered up, preferably in layers, is the best thing to do, because prevention of frostbite is the best thing. Treatment gets a little tricky. So frostbite can show up as a change in the color of your skin. People can feel some numbness and tingling. The most common areas that those happens are the fingers and the toes, because those are sometimes the most difficult areas to keep warm. The best thing to do is prevention and just stay inside if you possibly can.
What will happen, like, if a certain area of your skin, is it start turning color? Is that what should be a tip-off?
Yeah, often there's a white appearance, kind of a almost bleached appearance to the skin, sometimes bluish appearance. But, you know, if there's any type of change, I would encourage folks to get covered up and seen right away, because those can be very potentially very serious situations if we don't get the circulation restored to those areas. Sometimes the only recourse is surgery, you know, actually removing those areas. So prevention is key.
When you're warming up that impacted area, what's the best way to do that?
Let's say that your fingers start to feel or, you know, appear a little white or feel a little numb or tingly. Getting inside and warm water is a great way to promote circulation and get that temperature of the skin back to where it should be. You don't want that to be scalding. You just warm. And then keeping your limbs warm for the rest of the day can prevent actual damage.
What about hypothermia? What causes it and what are the symptoms?
Our bodies work very hard to maintain homeostasis or keep our body temperature about where it should be to maintain all of its functions. And we want to make sure that that body temperature stays within that range that the body can function the best. Signs of hypothermia, early signs are shivering. You know, that's when your body starts to show its first signs that it's struggling to maintain that. And as that continues, people can feel extreme exhaustion, drowsiness, in extreme cases, you know, confusion and memory loss and slurred speech and those types of things. We obviously hope that we can, you know, prevent it from going that far. But the first sign is shivering. That's your body telling you you need to do something different.
Okay, let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about ice removal, snow shoveling, those type of things causing people, I know in my case, maybe some back strains and things. Any advice you want to give folks, because we still got a pretty good amount of winter to go?
The biggest thing with those types of things is to try to use excellent body mechanics and try to pace yourself. So you want to lift things from your knees and your legs, not your back, you know, so bending down and using those good body mechanics are important. Again, keeping yourself protected from the elements and pacing yourself. You know, if you're paying attention, your body gives you great signs, you know, to heed. You know, if you're feeling tired, feeling worn out, you know, go get inside and give yourself a break. Do things in small increments.
Okay, and then the last thing I wanted to ask you about while we had you here today was the types of illness that are going around right now. What are you seeing? Are you seeing more than one kind?
Yeah, we're seeing a variety of upper respiratory complaints and, people struggling with runny nose and cough and sore throats and ear pain. And it's sometimes really difficult to figure out what's what. And we're seeing a lot of COVID, a lot of influenza, a lot of strep throat. And, you know, we encourage people to contact your primary care provider to help you navigate your symptoms and the best way to manage being seen and getting diagnosed and treated, where each clinic has some policies to try to prevent our staff and ourselves from being exposed to things unnecessarily, you know, but obviously still need to be there to provide care for patients. So, you know, if you're concerned at all, give your provider a call and they can help you navigate the next steps.
Okay, well, our thanks to Mary O'Connor, today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
If you're involved in agriculture, I'd like to invite you to attend our annual Ag Outlook meeting on Friday, January 28th. Hi, this is Bruce Harris with First Bank Hampton. We have Chad Hart with Iowa State University speaking about the futures of grain markets in the upcoming crop year. And Shannon Latham will be speaking about legislative issues and how that will affect farmers and Iowans in general. The meeting will begin at 9 and end with a catered meal from Rustic Brew at 12 o'clock. If you'd like to join us for the Ag Outlook meeting, please call First Bank Hampton at 641-456-4793 to make your reservation. We look forward to seeing you there. First Bank Hampton, a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender.